Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I've been looking for somebody. Not just anybody, but a special somebody. Come on. Who can get a prayer through? Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing what I need? Can anybody out there pray for me? The prayers of the righteous. Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing a whole lot about me? Can anybody pray where the prayer don't cease? The prayers of the righteous.
Rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, August 29th, 2021. Now, I'm the woman of God of this assembly. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I am always joined by my beautiful and some of my beautiful and anointed servant leader family here today in the persons of Apostle Zeta Flowers, Apostle J. Leon Travis, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and of course, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning's worship service. We pray that you will hear something that will cause you to be activated to live a more abundant life in Christ right now. So we're going to go to the Lord in opening prayer. So won't you bow your hearts with me as we go to the Lord. Oh, Most High, we come singing praises to your holy and righteous name. Lord, we come thanking you for yet another opportunity to come out together as a family to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that everything that we say and everything that we do be absolutely pleasing and delightful unto you. We pray for our listeners, Father God. We pray that they will be encouraged, empowered, activated, and impacted to live an abundant life in you. And we pray, Lord God, if there's someone today that does not know you in the pardon of their sin, that this would be the day that they would make you their Lord and their Savior. Lord, we just give you glory, honor, praise. We just magnify you right now. Come into this worship service and have your way, Jesus, because it is our fervent prayer that the world know you and who you are, because it is all about you and not about us. So we pray this in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Your patience, don't you be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that makes you sure. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out. Folks together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer service won't hurt y'all. Even if you don't believe in the preacher, it's bound to be a few things he can teach you. To tell you, all you gotta do
is give it to the Lord. I don't care what you left your house or in your car with. If you learn how to pray, it said men ought to always pray and not faint. I dare you to get up on your feet and say, to somebody and you don't know what they've been going through, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus, woo, I'm about to have church right by myself. Is that all right? I want you to lift your voice and talk to the person next to you and guarantee them that prayer.
For Sister Vanessa Vail Armstrong. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday, we ask our beloved Mother of the Church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and to read to us a beautiful inspirational devotional from Pastor Joseph Prince's devotional, Destined to Reign. So right now, give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Love each and every one of you. The meditational reading for this morning is entitled, Your Answer is in His Word. We'll be looking at Proverbs 4, 20 through 22, which reads, My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh. Now, God has given us a sure way to receive the answer to our problems and challenges. He is His Word. Every answer or solution we need is found in the Bible. Yet many Christians are not walking victoriously in certain areas of their lives. This is because the devil continuously wages a war of destruction against them. He has managed to take them away from the one thing that can bring them victory, the Word. He will do everything possible to prevent them from opening the Bible because he knows that the Word will deliver them. The distraction can be very subtle. A lot of things to get done. A lot of TV programs that interest you. or it may take the form of a big problem that makes you feel that you need to focus all your attention on it. The enemy knows that if he can get you to take your eye off the Word of God, he can keep you from winning the battle. When you are going through a tough time, it is not enough to know that God's answer to the problem is somewhere in the Bible. Find the scripture in which God has promised the solution. Meditate on it until the truth of that scripture is revealed to you. When you do this, no demon or devil can prevent that word from God from bearing fruit in your life. Even Jesus himself used the word to defeat the devil in the wilderness. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. The way to defeat the enemy is with, it is written. My friends, there is no substitute for the written word. God tells us that he will find life and health if we give our attention to his word and keep it in the midst of our hearts. So get into the word and let God's promises abide in you. Amen. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the hearers, readers, and doers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, every answer we need is found in God's word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
As I bow to your throne, I pray for love, joy, peace, and happiness to be present in my home. Well, I do. And let your Holy Spirit dwell in my heart and in my mind. Please give me strength, 'cause I get a little weak sometimes. I need help from you just to see me through. those who are strong. Let them know their purpose. Let them be agents for you. Well, let them work for you. Yeah. And let your Holy Spirit walk across the waters of my mind. I want to make you proud of what you've done. So I come to you through your
at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we just come together as a family. We stand in one spirit, on one accord, with one heart set, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. Hallelujah. And something else we want you to know about us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience: when we pray, hallelujah, we pray believing that God will. We pray expecting that God will. And we pray knowing that he is able. We know that if we pray to the good Lord and we abide in him and he abides in us, that we can ask whatever we will and it shall be done. So won't you please bow your hearts with me as we go to the Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come once again before your throne of grace, just praising you for being the great I am. Father God, we praise you that we live, move, and have our very being in you. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus, because through him, we are able to have access to you. We can come boldly to your throne of grace. We can ask you, Lord God, and seek your face for any and everything, knowing that you love us and you have only our best interest at heart. Father, we come thanking you for forgiveness of sin. And we pray right now, if we've done anything, Lord, that is unpleasing to you, we pray that you just forgive us right now. We pray, Lord God, that you would create in us a clean heart and restore in us a right spirit. Because we only want to be representatives of you and what you stand for. We want to serve, walk worthy of the vocation to which we have been called. Now, Lord, we stand together as your servant leaders, lifting up our brothers and sisters all over this world. Lord God, we come before you lifting up those who are oppressed, who are depressed, discouraged, displaced, Lord. All they are diseased in the heart and the mind and in the spirit. Father, we lift them up to you because we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. We know that you are the great healer. We know that you can heal all things in mind, body, and spirit, oh God. So we lift them up to your throne. And while we're there, we're thanking you, Lord, because we know that you're already healing. You're already restoring. You're already delivering. Hallelujah. You're already bringing some of us out. And, Lord, we come today praying for the children all over this world. We pray for those who are being trafficked, abused, misused, mishandled, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you would step in and be their avenger right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that you would take their persecutors to task. I stand in the same spirit of Nehemiah saying, Father God, bring them down. Expose these people, Lord, so they can be brought to justice. Lord, we come today praying for, hallelujah, the political situations around this world. We know the government sit up on your shoulders, Father God, and we know that nothing escapes your attention. So we come lifting up Afghanistan to you today, oh God. We come lifting up Israel to you today, oh God. We come lifting up the leaders of the United States to you today, oh God. We come lifting up every leader around the world to you today, oh God, because they need to know and understand that they are not in control, but you are in control. Mm-hmm. And Father, I pray that your people on this day would truly humble themselves, pray, seek your face, turn from the wicked ways, Lord, so that you can heal the land.
Yes,
Father God, it's not enough for us to just pray and not walk in righteousness. It's not enough for us to just pray and not seek your face. It's not enough for us, Father God, to pray and then continue on hating each other, hurting each other.
Jesus.
I pray that you clean that spirit up today, oh God, because this is in and out of your body. Lord, we pray now that the people that are casualties of war will find relief, will find a measure of comfort, will find you in all of this, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the institution of marriage this morning. Father God, with everything going on in the world, husband and wives are at each other. The enemy is trying to tear the family unit asunder, Father God. So we just pray that you step in right now. Hallelujah. And restore order to those families, Lord. We pray that against the spirit of dissension, against the spirit of pride, against that spirit, Lord God, of I need to be right and you be wrong. But we pray that reconciliation and love and unification will be the spirit that rests, rule, and abide in these families. Lord God, we know it is time for your people to get real and get right and get in order. The time for sugarcoating your word, the time for half-living is over. We need to dedicate ourselves, Father God, to living holy for you, to live righteous for you, Father God, in all our ways, not just on Sunday morning. So, Lord, we come praying for your people today that they would stop playing church and be the church, that they would go out into those highways and byways, Lord, and tell people about you, that they would reach out to the widows and those that are homeless and those that are suffering, Lord, and be that comforting hand. We pray today, Father God, that all of us that proclaim to love you would find our rightful place and our rightful purpose and walk in it with the authority and the conviction that you have given us.
Yes, Jesus.
Father God, we come praying today because we have too much at stake. Souls are in the balance, oh God. The devil is pumping it up. He's pulling up on everything. He wants to destroy families. He wants to destroy everything that you have given us. He wants to take everything that you have given us and make us believe that it's not good. But we know he's a liar. He's a father of lies. So, Father, we're praying that your people will keep their eyes focused solely on you. That the only voice that they will listen to, Father God, will be your voice. Lord, you did not give us a spirit of fear. So we don't have to run and be tossed to and fro by what we see on the TV, by what we hear on the news. Lord, we can stand firm on your holy word and your promises. And I want to thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for being our victory. We thank you for being our peace. We thank you for being our righteousness. We thank you, Lord God, for providing our every need. We thank you, Lord, that we don't lack anything in you. We are not cast down. We are being lifted up and moved from glory to glory to glory, God, and we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We want to thank you, Father God, for taking every step of this journey with us. And Father God, I come with special prayers this morning. First and foremost, we're lifting up our speaker, Apostle Zeta, this morning. Lord, continue to pour into her and use her mightily to bless your people around this world. Lord, we thank you for who she is and for what she does, because it's all to glorify you. And then I want to come thanking you, Father God, for what you're doing in the life of our very precious evangelist, Michelle. Father God, we want to thank you for giving her that steadfastness. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for standing with her through her long suffering. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are bringing her up and bringing her out. Hallelujah. We claim the victory, Father God, for our sister. She shall live and she shall not die. She shall be totally restored in the name of Jesus. Bless her covering, her husband. Bless her beautiful children, oh God. Bless them going out and coming in. Bless them in the city and in the field, God. Bless them. Provide for them, please. And Lord, I just want to thank you for what you're doing in the life of Minister Tina. I want to thank you, Lord, for using her.
Glory.
I want to thank you, Lord, for her heart set and mindset. Hallelujah. She's praising you in the marketplace. She's praising you everywhere she goes, Lord. She's telling everybody about the Jesus that she serves. And we say thank you. We want to thank you for what you're doing in evangelist Gladys. Hallelujah. She has a desire to help those that are in need, Father God. We thank you for what she's doing with Apostle Zeta. We thank you for the way she passes out food, Lord God. I thank you for the go ye therefore of this ministry. And then I want to thank you for my very own mother, for Mother Mitchell. Lord, I thank you for keeping her here. I thank you, Lord, for continuing to bless her. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're providing for her. Lord God, I thank you for using me to be a blessing to my mother now. Lord, I praise you that I can just bless one, Lord God. I feel so blessed inside myself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I just want to thank you for what you're doing for Pastor Lester, Prophetess Vanessa, and for Apostle Holloway, and for Prophetess Holloway, Lord. We just lift them all up to you today. We lift up servant leaders everywhere today, oh God. We pray that they would come before your throne, hallelujah, and that they would pray for their congregations, that they would truly know their congregations and truly minister to their congregations and not just talk at their congregations, Lord, because they need to know you. They need to grow up in you, Father God. And, Lord, today we come praying for our enemies. Lord, every person that has done us wrong, behind our backs, before our face, Lord, you sit high and you look low. You heard every conversation.
Yeah.
You know all about it.
Yeah.
But, Lord, we're coming to pray for mercy today. We ask your mercy upon them, Father God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that they might truly come to know you in a way, hallelujah, that they too can be changed and transformed. Lord, it is my heart's desire that every one of your children know about your love, your grace, your mercy, your peace, your joy. They're missing out on so much, God.
Oh, yes.
And we want that for them with all that is within us.
Yes.
Lord, continue to use this ministry to bless your people. We thank you, Father God, that we now have Finland listening to us. And we thank you, Father God, that we now have four new countries in Africa listening to us, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to paint the whole globe blue for you, God. Yes, we do. And we just thank you for what you're doing. Ask it all in the mighty precious name of your son, Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know a prayer. power to withstand the fiery darts of Satan. Power. You can't fight Satan in the flesh. You've got to have on some spiritual armor. Power. Power. If you pray and pray fervently, God will hear you. I know he will. Pray.
Can do. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. And this morning our message will be brought to us by none other than our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now let me tell you a little bit of something about Apostle Zeta Flowers. She is a beautiful woman of God. She has a heart after God's own. Hallelujah. She holds her own worship services in her backyard right now. So if you're in Oakland, California area, you can reach out to Apostle Zeta on Facebook, and she will tell you how to become a part of her worship services. But we are truly grateful for all the wonderful work that she does here on the Spirit Alive Network. So if you would please get something to write with and to write on and retrieve your word of God, give your undivided attention to the very beautiful, spirited Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in the body of Christ and how he is moving, and I'm grateful that he is in charge. Praise God. In spite of what we see, in spite of what's going on all over the world, and in spite of the natural disasters and everything that is happening right now, I praise God because he is still in charge. Hallelujah. And he is all-powerful. Praise God. And we can trust him. Hallelujah. We are privileged. We are privileged today, hallelujah, to be able to communicate with him, hallelujah, to pray. It is a privilege, hallelujah, that he has given us. However, hallelujah, everybody doesn't take it to heart. Everybody doesn't do it. Hallelujah. So we are wanting to encourage you today about prayer, what prayer is and what it's all about and why it is vital. Hallelujah. And why it should be a part of our lives. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray a brief word of prayer before I get started. Hallelujah. Father God, I come to you humbly before you this morning, knowing that you are the greatest. Hallelujah. Knowing that you are greater, hallelujah, than anything, anyone. Hallelujah. So I come to you, Lord, asking in the name of Jesus that you will bless, hallelujah, my mouth. Hallelujah. That I will be speaking the very words that you would have me to speak and to share. Hallelujah. And the scripture material and all that it will all come by way of you, hallelujah. I'm trusting you, God, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit to lead and guide me in Jesus' name, that somebody, hallelujah, may be encouraged, hallelujah, may learn something today, hallelujah, and be more encouraged to pray, hallelujah, even those that are not praying like they should, that they would be stirred up, hallelujah, today that they will be willing to pray, hallelujah, that they will be willing to seek God's face, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen. I am focusing on prayer this morning because it's all about prayer. It should be all about prayer simply because of what we are faced with. And, you know, we know a lot of the things that we're faced with, but some things we don't really know that we are going to yet be faced with. So we just need to put our faith and trust. I can't talk about prayer without bringing in faith, because if we have faith, that will motivate us to pray. Hallelujah. If we have faith in God, knowing some of the things that he has already done, that should be a motivator for us to pray, to trust him even the more. Hallelujah. We have so many things, as Bishop Shirlene mentioned earlier, we have so many things to be concerned about, to be praying about, and, you know, God is concerned about, he's concerned about us. And so we can come to him, hallelujah, and we can unload, and we can let him know what we are affected by, hallelujah. And when we go into prayer believing, hallelujah, he will do it. He will answer our prayers. So I'm going to share. I'm going to speak about, many of us know what prayer is, but I'm just going to go over it a little bit and just share what it's really all about and how important it is. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. That's 2 Thessalonians 5:17. To pray without ceasing. That means to always have a prayer, hallelujah, in your mouth. Praise God that we would pray, hallelujah, all the time, daily, throughout the day. When we first wake up in the morning, hallelujah, our prayer should be a prayer of adoration. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just showing our feelings toward God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to go through some of those and shortly. All right. Prayer. What is prayer? Hallelujah. That is my question this morning to some of you. What is prayer? The way I'm going to define it is prayer is simply communication with God, and that involves you and God, praise God, together. And we're requesting help from God. When we go into prayer and communication with God, we come with needs, and we come asking him for help, praise God, regarding a particular area in your life or in the lives of others. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then there, a part of our prayer life should be listening back. Hallelujah. Listening to God. Praise God for his instruction. Hallelujah. Communication involves two parties, as I said. Prayer is one of the most powerful tools that is given to the body of Christ. It destroys the works of darkness, and it manifests the word of God. It is the act of bringing God into every situation and asking him to change, to rearrange, to bring forth from the supernatural realm, hallelujah, into this natural realm, hallelujah, that we see all the time, praise God, and so that we can have the results, praise God, that we need from the prayer, praise God. Also, it is important before we pray that we repent to God of any sin that would hinder our prayers. Praise God. And a little later on, I'm going to talk about some of the things that will hinder our prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prayer is our right. It is the believer's right. We have a right to pray. God has given us that right. He's given it to us so that we can come to him, hallelujah, humbly before him, knowing that he is greater, hallelujah, knowing that he is far above us, praise God, hallelujah. And prayer shows our total dependence on God as our heavenly Father. And as we seek him first and his righteousness by acknowledging him in all of our ways, praise God, we will see a difference, praise God. Prayer is putting ourselves or putting oneself in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how Mother Teresa defined it. She said it's putting ourselves in God's hands. And it is. Praise God. When we come before him, we're putting ourselves, others in his hands for him to move. Hallelujah. According to what we have need of. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, here's an example of a scripture here. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Amen. So don't forget that he is allowing us to come, hallelujah, before him. We don't have to go through anybody else, hallelujah, because there's no one else that can answer our prayers but God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we pray so that we can have effective results, and we can pray the word of God, hallelujah, that relates to whatever your desire is, hallelujah. And we know that also, we know as the children of God, hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have that right, hallelujah, because he made it to be so for us. Amen. All right, I'm going to read some of the different types of prayer, and then we'll talk. I will share a little bit about them. Praise God. The prayer of praise and adoration. So that's one of the prayers that we want to pray when we first wake up in the morning, that we come before God and that we praise him, that we really praise him and show adoration, hallelujah, by telling him who he is to us, hallelujah. He's our everything, hallelujah. We love him, praise God, and just express ourselves in that way, letting him know how we feel about him, praise God. And then before we really enter into our prayer time, we want to repent. We want to ask God to forgive us of our sins, of anything, sins of omission, sins of commission, hallelujah, anything that might be, not so obvious, things that we might not even know, hallelujah, know of, but we want to get rid of all of that stuff that would displease God. So we pray a prayer of repentance. We ask God to forgive us. Praise God. And then there's the prayer of petition, where we go before God and we begin to ask him for the things that we need, where we want to just thank God. Hallelujah. Where we just want to thank him for all that he's already done and for what he's going to do today. Hallelujah. And thank him for just blessing us. Thank him for the testimonies that he has allowed us to have. Hallelujah. We want to thank him for our healing. Hallelujah. We want to thank him, hallelujah, for the things that he has done. Praise God. All right. And then we want to go into intercession. And intercession means that we're going into prayer in the behalf of others. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our prayer petition, hallelujah, we're going to God for our own selves. But when we enter into intercession, we're praying for others, and sometimes people that we don't even know. Praise God. We're praying for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as your prayer life gets stronger and stronger, there will be times that you will be praying and the Lord will bring others, hallelujah, to your mind to pray for. Hallelujah. And you'll learn to go into intercession, to pray for them, hallelujah, to intercede for them for whatever it is, even if you don't know, but asking God, hallelujah, to work it out, hallelujah, to do what they need him to do. Praise God. And then we had the prayer of faith, hallelujah, just believing. When we have prayed, we go into prayer believing by faith. Hallelujah. God is going to do it. Hallelujah. And we pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Allowing God to know, hallelujah, that we believe him. We're praying, but we're believing that you're going to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that you will. Hallelujah. And then the prayer of agreement. Hallelujah. That's when, others come together in agreement about a certain thing that someone wants God to move in their lives for, or to work out a certain situation. This type of prayer is the kind of prayer that knits our hearts together through the Holy Spirit. And this is where two or more people come together in agreement in prayer for God to have his perfect will. Hallelujah. For God to manifest in that situation. Praise God. Or in that person's life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the more we pray these prayers of agreement, hallelujah, the more it builds you up in love and concern for other people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you get to that point, hallelujah, that's also corporate prayer. Hallelujah. Praying together. Hallelujah. Interceding, but praying together. Hallelujah. That what this person's desire is will be met. Hallelujah. So we come into agreement. Hallelujah. Allowing God to know, but also allowing those to know that we're praying for. I'm praying in agreement with you. I'm believing God with you. I'm having faith that it is done. It will be done. It is done. So we have to believe also when we pray that kind of prayer. Then there's the prayer of consecration. Hallelujah. Maybe we're preparing to set aside some time to spend alone with God, which I love to do whenever I have that opportunity. And sometimes that opportunity may not seem to come. So you have to make it happen. You have to allow for that time. You have to space out that time. You have to set up a date and time with God. Hallelujah. That you're going to spend that time and have it be uninterrupted, because that is your time, your special time with God. Hallelujah. So then we begin to pray the prayer of consecration over ourselves. Hallelujah. Prior to going into that loneliness time, that aloneness time with the Lord. And then there's a prayer of imprecation. I'm not going to talk too much about that, but that kind of praying is not good. That kind of praying is praying against someone else, maybe someone that has hurt you or done something that was displeasing or something that that caused pain for you or whatever. Hallelujah. We still don't want to pray that God will bring something upon them, something dreadful or whatever. You know, the Lord has already told us that vengeance is his. He said he will repay. So we don't want to pray those kind of prayers, because those kind of prayers are powerful. Because once something comes out of your mouth, hallelujah, it becomes powerful and it can work. So we need to be careful with that, because it may come back upon you, hallelujah. So we must be careful with that kind of prayer. All right. I think I've kind of covered most of those. One of the prayers of repentance that I used to lead our church in, every year at New Year, but even in between, not just New Year, but the prayer, the Psalms 51, chapter 51, and I'm going to read the first verse. It says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions." Praise God. Hallelujah. And one more in that passage. That's the 10th verse. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Because there are times in our lives, even though we've been saved for a long time and we know God, there are times that we really need to ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let's see. I'm going to read an example scripture of the prayer of petition. The prayer of petition means to ask for something or to make a request. Praise God. And asking God for a particular outcome. And so here's a couple, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. One of them says, this is Mark 11 and 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. All right? So that was a prayer of petition. Okay, the prayer of faith. I'll share, well, let's see, the prayer of intercession. Okay, that'll be the next one. This means that you're acting in prayer on behalf of someone else. I think I mentioned that before. It could be your church. It could be your city, your nation. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you're in intercessory prayer. Ephesians, I'm going to read Ephesians 1. And verse 15 through 18, it says, this is Paul speaking to the Ephesians, at the Ephesians church. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you. Paul is saying he ceases not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So Paul, even though he may not be with them, he's still praying for them. He's praying that prayer of intercession for them. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Praise God. So that's the kind of prayer he was praying. Hallelujah. And then in the 18th verse, he says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. And the prayer of faith, hallelujah, which is so important. Hallelujah. When we pray, and I mentioned it before, we are to believe. We must believe. And we believe in the power and the goodness of God with this kind of prayer. It's used to implement God's will for our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the scripture I'm going to read now is James 5 and 15. It says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Praise God. And I read Mark 11 and 24. That's another one I just read. All right. For the prayer of agreement, this type of prayer is the one I talked about that one earlier. So I won't go over that one, but I will give a scripture as an example of a prayer of agreement. And let's see. Okay, I don't have it in front of me right now, but I do know that it's Matthew, the 18th chapter, and I think the verses are verses 18 through 20. That's the prayer of agreement. Praise God. Hallelujah. And another example is Acts 1, verse 14. It says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. That was a prayer of agreement. Okay, now a prayer of consecration. This type of prayer is done to set ourselves apart, to follow the will of God, to do what he wants us to do, hallelujah, and to go where he wants us to go. Praise God. So that's when we pray that prayer of consecration. That's the time that we need to start spending some time with God, because we're in consecration, because we want to hear back from him. We want to know what to do. We want to know where to go. We want to know where his plans are. We want to know his plans for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we set ourselves apart without interruption. Praise God. So that we can hear him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the prayer of imprecation that I mentioned to you earlier, this kind of prayer is used to bring judgment upon the wicked and avenge the righteous. But through this appeal, we can see the holiness of God and the certainty of his judgment. And it's not up to us, hallelujah, how God is going to work it out. Praise God. But it does tell us in Matthew 5, in verse 44, starting with verse 44, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Praise God. So we're going to have enemies, but the word of God is telling us to pray for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to do what he says to do. Praise God. Some examples of prayer. Jesus prayed, the one that we call the Lord's Prayer. He prayed John 17. He prayed the prayer, and I'm just going to look at the verses here. Okay, 1 second. Okay, this is the prayer that Jesus prayed. He just prayed this to his Father. He was saying in verse 1, "Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee." And he goes on, with this. And then continues to speak to his Father. And then he goes on to pray for the disciples. That was his prayer. Okay, but now he's praying a prayer for the disciples. And that includes us. And he goes on to speak to his Father concerning us. Okay. And he says in the 6th verse, "I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me." The very words that the Father spoke to Jesus is what Jesus gave. Hallelujah. And he says, "And they received them and have known surely that I come out of thee." Hallelujah. That he comes from the Father. Hallelujah. And that they have believed that he was sent. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then he prays for us. Hallelujah. We are his disciples. Then he prays, hallelujah, for us. Hallelujah. And he's asking in the 15th chapter, "I pray not that thou shouldest taken them out of the world." Hallelujah. "But thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Hallelujah. And then he goes on to pray in that same passage, John 17, the prayer for the church. Hallelujah. So, you know, he just pours out his love toward us, even in his prayer to the Father. Hallelujah. And for the church, one of the ones that have always stood out for me is that verse 21 in chapter 17, where he says, "That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Praise God. Hallelujah. So he was praying for unity among the believers. So, you know, Jesus's prayers, it was all about us all the time. Praise God. So that is so beautiful to me. Hallelujah. That he was always considering us. Always. Praise God. All right, we're going to go a little bit farther. Let's see. So we too want to pray for the church. Hallelujah. We want to pray for the church and pray that, you know, that the word of God will go out in power with authority. Hallelujah. When we pray for our church, we want to pray that God's word, hallelujah, will touch those, hallelujah, in the church, outside of the church. And we pray that that the word of God will go out in power and with authority and with signs and with wonders and miracles following, hallelujah. And to also know that we are part of that, hallelujah, that we're to be a part, hallelujah, in that happening, praise God, because the Lord desires to use us, hallelujah. He's at the right hand of the Father, but he left this, hallelujah, the work in our hands, praise God, for us, hallelujah, to carry out God's will and to carry out the purpose that he has given us, praise God. And in our praying, we should pray for our families, pray for husbands, pray for their wives, pray for their husbands, hallelujah. Pray for our children, speak God's word over them, bind the enemy that would try to come against your children, and speak what God says about them. Allow them to know what God, how God feels about them, hallelujah, and the words that he speaks over them, hallelujah, praise God. And then we should train up the children in the way that they should go, hallelujah, so that when they get older, they won't depart, hallelujah. Teach them about prayer. Let them know, hallelujah, that they have a part in that. No matter how old they are, they can learn how to pray. The children in my daycare, they know how to pray. The four-year-old and the six-year-old boys, they know how to pray. And if you ask them what prayer means, they can tell you, hallelujah. They can tell you in their own words, hallelujah. And the four-year-old, he always says, praying is talking to God. And then the six-year-old says, and then we have to wait and listen so God can speak to us. So they know. So they aren't too early. I mean, they're not too young that we can't begin to teach them something about prayer. When they learn how to talk, hallelujah, and they understand, hallelujah, we can teach them in a way that they can understand. Praise God. We should pray for our city, our nation, our world, hallelujah. Pray for God's latter rain, hallelujah, of God's spirit to fall on our cities, our nations, our world, hallelujah. And then pray for God's will for our own lives, praise God, that we remain in holiness, that we remain healthy, that we will prosper, hallelujah, in all the ways that God would want us to prosper, praise God. And then pray that we will be led and controlled by the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And then speak the word of God over our own lives, God, and we should pray, confess, and meditate on the word of God, hallelujah, knowing that he is greater, he that is greater in me than he that is in the world, to know that, hallelujah, that he is greater, praise God, hallelujah, he's greater than anyone, praise God, hallelujah. And then we need to know that we're more than a conqueror. That's Romans 8:37. Hallelujah. We're more than a conqueror, but not on our own. It is through Jesus Christ that we become a conqueror, more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we should give thanks always to God who has given us the victory. Praise God. And then we should walk in that, knowing that we have the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not be worried, not be confounded by things, but to be just knowing, hallelujah, I'm victorious. I'm victorious because Jesus gained victory. Praise God. And he was victorious, and so are we. Hallelujah. Okay, just sharing some of the things to enlighten us about prayer. Let's see. I read Mark 11 and 24. Let's see. I'm going to share with you, and I'm not going to go too much longer. I have a few more things to bring out. Seven steps to prayer that brings results. I'm gonna read those. Number one, prayer that brings results must be based on God's word. Hallelujah. If we want results from our prayers, hallelujah, we must base them on the word of God. And it's important, hallelujah, that we are connected, hallelujah, that we know when we set out to pray, we're connected to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not just babbling, but we're talking to one that is greater. Hallelujah. We're talking to one that can do it, that will do it. Hallelujah. Okay, so we want to make sure that we have that assurance. John 15 and 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. All right, the second one, to begin the application of faith. It says prayer doesn't just stop once you release your prayer. Hallelujah. You must now begin to apply your faith. Hallelujah. You can't pray for one thing and then say other things, you know, like contradicting. Hallelujah. Which you just prayed about. Like that's like praying and asking God to do something. Hallelujah. And then when you finish praying, you're saying, well, I sure hope he will do it. You know, that's doubting. And so we don't want to doubt. I'm going to talk about that also. Some of the things that hinder our prayers. But so we must hold fast to our confession of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not to be afraid and not to wonder, hallelujah, if our prayer is going to be answered. So we begin applying faith when we begin to pray. We're going into prayer by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know that the Bible tells us that the faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can doubt, you know. So we want to make sure that we're trusting and believing, hallelujah, that God will, hallelujah, he will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it takes a small amount of doubt also to cancel out your faith. So we want to be careful when we go into prayer. Number three is refusing to allow doubt and fear to enter into your consciousness. Just don't let it, because it comes from Satan. And if you're praying and doubt begins to come in, rebuke it right then and there, because it's nobody but Satan. So be aware of the fact that Satan tries to work in these areas. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we must rebuke him. Hallelujah. I like the scripture in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. It says, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalted itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. And God has given us that authority, and so we must put it to use. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to have the faith. We want to have faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And know that God, you know, when we use the word of God in our prayer, we need to just know and realize that in Jeremiah 1 and 12, God, this is his promise. He said he watches over his word to perform it. Praise God. So we must believe that. We must go in faith, believing that. Hallelujah. Whatever he says is true. Whatever he promises, he will perform. And then we're to see ourselves succeeding. Not see yourself as failing, but to see yourself as succeeding. That's number four. Praise God. And 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. So don't speak failure. Speak success. All right. Number five is to testify of what you believe. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to tell it, what you believe. What you believe is the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you're not testifying to your experiences, but rather to what God's word says is true. So it should line up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Revelations 12 and 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the very testimonies that we have something to do with God. Because we came to him, or somebody did, hallelujah, and God answered. And so, therefore, we have a testimony to tell because God moved supernaturally in the situation that we were in. And so now we have a testimony, and we should share it because it will help someone else. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then number six tells us, hallelujah, these are all the steps to in our prayers that will bring results. So we want to commit to fasting with prayer. And I'm not going to go into that a lot because people are under their own leaders, and their leaders usually are the ones that teach about fasting and prayer. But you know, there are some things, and the Bible tells us in Matthew 17 and 21, it says that lets us know that there are some things that are not going to happen except through prayer and fasting. So we need to do it together. There are some things that are held up from us. There are some things that you know, we've been praying for a long time and they're not happening. Praise God. So somehow our prayers got hindered. Praise God. So maybe we need to go a little bit farther with it, go a little deeper, go into prayer and fasting together. Hallelujah. And I'm not going into the types of prayer, I mean the types of fasting, but there are three main ones. Praise God. Now I'm going to talk about hindrances to prayer, because we need to know what can hinder our prayers. Doubt is one. That's unbelief, and that's the greatest hindrance. So I'm going to speed up just a little bit. And then we have, I'm going to give you an example. It says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. That's James 1 and 6. Praise God. And number two, this is a hindrance to prayer, self. Sometimes we get ourself in the way. Hallelujah. And God hates pride. Pride prevents sincere prayer because it prevents humility. Because if we're all into self in our praying, then we're not going to be humble before God. So that's a hindrance. Praise God. Hallelujah. And okay, and then another one is to come before God in prayer, unloving. Hallelujah. Holding something against somebody. Praise God. It says that that's one of the greatest hindrances as well. We can't be wrong with man and right with God. Hallelujah. And neither should we dislike who he loves. So we have to come before God in a loving way. Even when we pray for our enemies, it should be all about love when we pray for them. Hallelujah. And Matthew 5 and 44 says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use them. I read that one earlier. Okay, and number four is refusal to do your part. We have to do our part. When we come into prayer, we have to come, hallelujah, before God sincerely, fervently, praise God, and having compassion for the ones that we're praying for. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in that, we use our gifts. Our gift, one is faith, you know, our love, prayer, and all of that plays a part in our praying. Let's see. Number five, praying only in secret. And we must pray in secret. You know, there are times that we just need to talk to God alone about certain situations. But also remember that that's not the only way to pray, that God honors united and corporate prayer as well. Praise God. Okay, number six, unforgiveness. We don't want to come before God with unforgiveness because we can't enter into, we shouldn't enter into prayer with bitterness and expecting to come out with blessings. Praise God, if we don't walk in forgiveness. So that's very important. Number eight hindrance is idols, having idols in our lives. Praise God. Are we looking to our own selfish prayer, our careers, our possessions, only our families? Praise God. And then making idols out of certain things, we can't do that. We can't do that. Praise God. So those are some of the hindrances. Nine, disrespect for God's sovereignty. Praise God. We have to know and realize that he is the one that we're coming to. We're coming to him in honor. Praise God, because he is in charge, because he is sovereign. Hallelujah, because he is the authority. He is the one that will make it happen. Praise God. It's up to us to believe it. And then 10, an unsurrendered will. Praise God. God answers all of our, he answers our prayers and he grants our requests. Praise God. But he wants us to surrender unto him. Hallelujah. As we come before him in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. So those are the hindrances. And I was going to share a little bit about intercessors. We'll see if there will be time. Let's see. I'm gonna share some examples of intercessors in the Bible. The sacrificial act of Noah in Genesis, the 8th chapter, when Noah built the ark. He had never seen rain before, but he believed and he put forth a sacrificial act and building the ark. Hallelujah. And as we know from that it was very useful. Hallelujah. And it saved Noah's family. Then Moses, an intercessor as well. And an example, when Moses prayed the prayer for the removal of the plagues in Exodus 15, and Elijah's prayer for the widow's son in 1 Kings 17, and Samuel, when Samuel prayed for wisdom, he prayed, Solomon's prayer for wisdom was to govern the people, and that was in 1 Kings 3. Elijah's prayer, hallelujah, for the rain, 1 Kings 18, the 18th chapter. Hezekiah's prayer. Remember when Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he prayed, and God added to his years of life. Praise God. I believe it was 15 years. Praise God. But God added years to his life. And so it's important that we pray, because we don't know. We may be adding, as we pray and come before God, trusting him for someone else, we may be adding years to their lives. Praise God. So it's so important that we pray. And then the Lord's command that Job would pray for his friends, and Job did. Hallelujah. And things turned around for Job once he did. Praise God. So there are just so many examples, hallelujah, of when different ones in the Bible just trusted God and believed, hallelujah. And just to an intercessor, I can say this: an intercessor is one that that will go in battle in the behalf of someone else. Hallelujah. They don't have to be related to them. They don't have to know them. Hallelujah. But that's a great call. Hallelujah. And the reward of your obedience as an intercessor is priceless. Hallelujah. And the benefits that come out of it can't be measured. Praise God. God is faithful. And in that, God will reward you also. Hallelujah. What we make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Hallelujah. So it's so important. And I have so much that I could share, but I'm going to get ready to close. Hallelujah. But I just want to say this about intercession. Intercession is prayer, yes, but it's deeper, and it gives us the authority to stand and to guard over and to cover our ministries, ministry leaders, nations, kings, all areas of government, family, ministry partners, hallelujah, that we hook ourselves up with, hallelujah, as well as the body of Christ, hallelujah. And we know that there are many reasons and purposes to pray on the behalf of others. Hallelujah. Intercession is defined as holy, believing, persevering prayer, whereby someone pleads with God on the behalf of another or others who desperately need God's intervention. Hallelujah. And just a little bit, and I'm closing. We know that intercessory prayer is prayer for and on the behalf of others. Hallelujah. And this kind of prayer is causes us to be deeply concerned and showing forth sincere love and the need of another person. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, our country or whatever. Praise God. So it is so important to pray. Hallelujah. And you never know. God may call you into call you to being an intercessor. Hallelujah. That's one that's always available to pray. Hallelujah. And God assigns them, hallelujah, to intercede for different situations and for different people. And hallelujah, they go Amen. Beyond, hallelujah, just praying. Intercession is relevant. And it's powerful, and it's persistent prayer, hallelujah, because God is laying the burdens on others, hallelujah, the burdens of others, that is, upon us, hallelujah, as intercessors. So it is vital that we know the power and the authority that we have in God. God bless you, and I hope that you got something out of this. Amen.
Amen.
Now back into the
hands
of Bishop Jolene Cook.
Glory to God. We want to thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that very in-depth and comprehensive study on prayer this morning. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist Gladys to come forth and extend an invitation to salvation.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Giving God all the praise and all the honor. You know, I'd like to just pray this prayer of salvation with you on today. This is where you ask God to come into your heart and to live and move in your life. And it's a very simple prayer. And it's basically acknowledging that you know that you are a sinner and you're asking God for forgiveness. You know that he died on the cross for our sin and he rose on the third day. If you believe that in your heart and you receive that and believe it, then you are saved. The prayer of salvation is very simple. It's an acceptance. It's an agreeance with God that you are willing to live and move like Jesus, to love others, to pray for others to come to know him as well.
I just pray that you repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I have fallen short of your grace, Father God. But I'm asking that you come into my life and live with me in my heart, Father God. Forgive me of my sins. I do believe that you died on the cross for our sins, Father God, Lord, and that you rose on the third day so that we can have everlasting life with you. And if you believe that in your heart, then you are saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, and to God be the glory. As I've said, the time is well spent. This Apostle Zeta did a beautiful and thorough job on bringing us a message about prayer this morning, and it's a message that does not need to be reiterated. She was very clear and concise, but what we are going to do this morning, because prayer is so important, we are going to bind this teaching with prayer, because it is important for people to pray. Pray for their purpose. Pray for each other, one another. It's just so important. So, Heavenly Father, I pray that your people have received this message about prayer this morning. I pray, Lord God, that they have come to realize that we must humble ourselves before you, that we must come before you with clean hands ourselves, lifting up one another as we would lift them up for ourselves. Father God, I pray that we would all learn to put aside the presumptuous pride, the selfish prayers, and pray in a way that others will be healed, they will be changed, delivered, restored, and transformed. Father, I pray that our prayer life will be a priority in the life of every Christian blood-washed believer. Because without prayer, Lord, how can we hear from you? Without prayer, Lord, how can we seek your face? Without prayer, Lord, how can we receive the answers from your spirit that we need? So, Lord, we thank you for this lesson. We thank you for this message. We ask that you can, your continued blessings upon the messenger. Lord, bless her service as she goes into her worship service. Bless her family of faith, oh God. Bless her household, Lord God, and continue to pour back into her all that she pours out unto your people, oh God. We are grateful for her example. We are grateful for the word and the way that you work through her. We thank you for Mother Mitchell. We thank you for Evangelist Gladys and each and every servant leader that stopped by today. And we just give you the honor and the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we will go to Mother Mitchell for our benediction, and I will dismiss you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all today and henceforth. Amen.
Amen and hallelujah. Let the Church of God say amen. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and our anointed speaker today was none other than Apostle Zeta Flowers. And she gave us a powerful word, a comprehensive study, y'all, about prayer. Now, if you didn't get something about prayer out of this message, you weren't listening, because it was chock full of wonderful information about prayer. I don't think she missed anything.
No.
So, hallelujah. I expect everybody to be having a bountiful, beautiful, powerful, productive prayer life this week. Amen?
Amen.
So,
amen.
Remember, we pray that you will continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow I'm going to be coming to you I'm taking it to the streets, and I'm going to be encouraging those sold-out servant leaders that have to deal with people that are looking for assignment rather than their purpose. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be an encouragement. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about what are you fishing for, really? Amen. So for more information about us, you can visit us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Amen. And we just praise God for each and every one of you. So from our house to your house. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Go with God. Go in peace. And remember, Jesus loves you, but so do we. Amen. Until we meet again. God bless you, everybody. Wonderful service.
Love you all.
You
wonderful
too.
Service.
Bless
you. Wonderful service.
Amen. I enjoyed that.
Yes.
Have a wonderful, blessed week.